Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Hi, Chum number one. What's your name?
Barb.
Barb, you don't sound excited to have me Chum number one
tired.
On the Monday. Why?
Driving to work, pitch black outside. Mm.
How far of a commute do you have?
10 minutes, not far.
Oh, okay, that's cool. What kind of work are you doing this morning, reluctantly?
I'm an instructor, personal trainer, and a gym.
Can you hear?
And four more, three more, two more, one more. Let's go to the next rep. Is that how you're feeling?
It's not funny.
This client sounds like you're really excited to get with them.
Oh, no, it's a group class, so there's like 20 people getting ready for me.
Wow. Well, you know what? The fact that you're getting up and doing so much demanding physical activity means you're already like 10, 30 million steps ahead of us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, try. You got to keep going. Mm-hmm.
So, Barb, is this your class that you're holding?
I am teaching a class in a gym in Toronto, yes.
Well, everyone loves Barb because they're getting up this early to get to that class to get their workout done.
You're absolutely right about that.
Well, you hope so.
No, you're the good trainer. Trust me, they wouldn't get up this early if you weren't.
You guys are nice.
Well, so, is it cardio today? What is it?
It's a class called RIP 60, and it's 21 stations, all weight.
And so what do you yell out to them? What do you yell out? Give us an example.
I correct them on their form, and I yell out the time so they know how much time they have left and then to switch stations.
Okay, so give us an example of that, okay? I'm at a station. It's time for me to switch time. Go for it.
All right, you've got 5 seconds. Standing tall, bend your knees, press, breathe out, and switch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Barb.
My back hurts just listening to her.
But you keep me going in the morning because I listen to you every morning and have a good laugh before I get in.
Hey, welcome to the early crew, Barb. Thank you for what you do, yeah?
Thank you so much, guys.
All right, Chum number one, ladies.
Yeah, Barb. Okay, that's what happens when I don't work out with my jeans ripped 60.
I get it.
Thank you for listening.
That's an aggressive name for an early morning workout.
Join
me at 4 a.m. for the RIP 60.
Yeah. I would say to you, I can't wait to get up Monday morning to take RIP 60.
I'd be like, I'm feeling sick. It's Saturday.
I'm ripping anything.
I know.
Anything fantastic. That's what we're doing. So many things are going on this early in the morning. Just want to let you all know that we're all trying to get it done. You know what's gotten real popular lately amongst women?
Tell me.
Maternity modeling. Meaning, like, when you're getting ready to have the baby or even shortly after you have the baby, full glam, full hair, full makeup, and it's like a complete photo shoot ready for Instagram. It's really strange when you think about it.
Yeah. That's probably why Meghan Markle says, we're not doing that on the steps of the hospital after we have this baby.
Exactly.
Like her sister-in-law, Catherine, did. It is, I mean, like, stunning. Like, people, like, just that, for example. I mean, they have to face the press, right? The royals do. Mm. And Catherine always looks stunning, but she had her hair and makeup person shortly after she went through labor. So now we regular folk are apparently doing
regular people are doing this. That's what it is. Like, they're paying money to have people come into the hospital, like a makeup artist come in, right before, you know, you're sitting there in labor, you go, give me a couple more pumps of the epidural, and you get the couple pumps, but right before they bring you into the room, face, foundation, eyelashes, hair, everything. I mean, I'm not in that position, so I can't completely speak on it, but I will say it's interesting to me.
Yeah. I have pictures of after I gave birth.
Yeah, I was about to ask you. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember it very well. And I remember I went through his baby book this weekend because, you know, his baby's coming in 2 months. And I went, I did put that picture in. Oh, I look tired. Well, you know, I just had like 26, 36 hours. I can't remember what the labor was. But I just was so happy. And I thought, I remember after having him, I felt better than I looked.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, yay, and the baby's here. And I wasn't really concerned about how I looked. I was concerned about how the baby looked. But now with the world of Instagram, I mean, you want to, I guess you want to post it and you want to look good.
Everything has to be Instagrammable. Right. Even the most tender and honest of moments where you're sweating and like, you know, out of it.
Are you going to do that, Caitlin, when you have a baby?
No.
You going to get hair and makeup people?
Not at all.
That's a hard
no. You want to book Vula and Aaron right now? I can, you just tell us what the room number is at Mount Sinai.
I have seen some really like cool photos of my friends that they had. They had, you know, a photographer or a family member who was in the birthing suite with them, and I saw them privately. Like, you know, and they kept that for their family, for their memories and everything. And I thought that is beautiful. But I have also seen the people who come out in full hair and makeup.
Yeah.
And they basically have a photographer in the room.
The maternity ward, yeah.
And they want that perfect shot right afterwards. And I don't know, but there's something about it that is very disingenuous to me.
When we had Kofi, like, Ronnie was a mess. Like, number one, we thought she was going to have natural birth.
Yeah.
But it ended up being a C-section. Yeah. So we were just like scrambling to get her in there.
Right.
And then afterwards, she was out of it.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when they handed me the baby, and I looked at her, I go, do you want to see the baby? She's like, what? I was like, the baby. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, you just had a baby. She's like, oh. And she just went back to sleep.
Sure, because she's so drugged up.
Yeah, there was no glam time. Yeah. There was no glam moment at all.
So
it wasn't
the last thing on your mind was, you know, have
foundation.
Foundation, right. But that's what's happening because everything's so Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be doing it. I'm all for sharing, you know, a gorgeous photo of the baby if you want. And I'm all for photos that you have privately with your family. But sometimes I see them and I cringe a little.
You know, the pictures I did turn down, I don't know if they still do this at hospitals, but when Adam was just like a day old, they dress him up, put him in a bow tie, and they try to set him up and take the picture. And he did not look good. I said, I'm sorry, there's not one good shot of this kid. No one is getting this picture.
I had jaundice when I was born, and so there was no Instagram photo of me happening for at least a week.
You should have told him it was the jaundice filter.
This was the head, the rash, the everything. This is not an attractive kid.
Caitlin
Let's
Yellow.
Not get it started.
Yeah, exactly.
She morphed into green eventually. Even Ariana Grande is having dating issues. She's texting people left and right. But here is the biggest issue. Now so much that they have a term for it. It's called cloaking. What happens is you set up a date with somebody that you met on Tinder or whatever, and you show up to the date. They don't show up, and then you're, you know, trying to just confirm that maybe the person didn't die or something. Mm-hmm. You're texting them, texts are bouncing back, you're messaging them, their profile's completely gone.
Gone, it's crickets, nothing.
Nothing.
And like, you can't even say, where are you, to connect with them.
They're
There's
gone,
nothing.
Marilyn.
They're gone.
And it's called cloaking.
Yeah.
Cloaking, when a person just goes, not only radio silent, but like insta-silent, they just completely vanish into thin air after you arrange a date with them. Someone said on text, on an episode of Sex and the City, Miranda was stood up on a blind date. When she called the guy's number, the mom answered and said, he passed away that day.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, whatever. Exactly. But you know what? Listen, if you're online dating, my heart goes out to you. I feel for you. It's tough, and there's a lot of cruddy people out there that really just want to take advantage of you and maybe not even give you, you know, the answer that you rightfully deserve. But
why? Being respectful of, I don't understand why.
You know, maybe for us on the other side, it's easy to say, oh, you cloaked me. Why'd you do that? Or maybe some people who do the cloaking have a good reason, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe, but 9 times out of 10, you won't have time to say, why did you cloak me?
Well.
Because, you know. You can't find them.
One texter wrote in, and I was like, well, you know what? Maybe you're onto something here. Cloaking is good when you have a blind date with someone, and then a few days before said the date, they kept sending topless photos of themselves and asking, do you think I'm sexy?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, what, do you want to have a real good conversation with that person?
It is time to move on.
So cloak.
If in the meantime between setting up the date and when the date actually arrives, they start sending you explicit, unwarranted photos, you're okay to cloak.
I'm sorry. I was advocating for nice people.
Of course.
Exactly.
And then you go, throw on the cloak. So help me, Rhonda. Tell us why you cloaked somebody.
Okay, so I cloaked someone who had actually cloaked me.
Oh, jeez. You gave back
the
cloak.
You're a
re-cloaker. Yeah, exactly. And I actually did it. He cloaked me twice.
What?
Yeah, because unlike you, Marilyn, it's like, okay, you know what? I met him. It was just at a coffee place, so it wasn't like it was dinner or anything. So I went and I met him. I went to meet him and he didn't show up. Mm. So I texted, or not texted, I messaged him back. Oh, I'm really sorry. I had to work really late, whatever. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Things happen. So then the next time we set up another date and he cloaks me again. he calls me again, and I'm like, I'm going to get you this time. So I set up a date with him, and then he called me. He's like, where were you? I'm like, I was there, because the second time he told me, oh, I was there. I didn't see you. That's it.
So it was a redemption cloak.
It was. It actually felt really good.
Did it? All right.
All right.
Yeah, it did.
He kind of half cloaked you, because he didn't even he didn't block you afterwards, right? Like, you could still reach out to him. So he stood you up, but then, yeah, so it wasn't a full cloaking. It was a partial cloaking.
Okay. It was a cape, not a cloak.
Right, it was a partial cloaking.
Okay, cool. All right, thank you. Thanks for letting us know that.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too. Sounds like an awful waste of time, though. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, if it makes you feel good, and it did, so that's all right.
Do what you got to do. So if you're online dating and this has ever happened to you, there's now a textbook definition for it. It's called cloaking. It's when somebody stands you up for a date, you know, someone that you met online, Plenty of Fish, Tinder, the like, and then they're gone. Not only do they not show up, when you try to reach them back, like maybe for a message or whatever.
Say, hey, where are you? Nothing.
Gone. Mm. You can't find them. Their profile's down. They vanished into thin air. It's called cloaking. It happens to a lot of people, and it sounds really awful on the surface. But maybe there are a couple of people out there that have a reason that might be a good reason, might not be a good reason, but maybe we could at least try to understand why someone would actually cloak someone this way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen for the reasons. You might be creepier than you think you are. Hey, Megan, tell us why you cloaked somebody.
Okay, so I was speaking with somebody off of Plenty of Fish for 2 or 3 weeks. That's kind of usually the normal time I spend before I actually agree to meet somebody.
2 weeks?
Well, if you're not going to be invested for that long, then...
Good point. You know, I mean, if you can't talk to me for 2 weeks, then we probably can't spend the rest of our lives together, right?
That's sort of my radar. Anyway,
good call.
So, speaking for 2 weeks and then decided that we were going to meet up for coffee. Anyway, so through my own kind of research, I ended up coming across his Facebook page, but it was very apparent that he was married, still married, had kids, very actively in the relationship. I didn't even give him the chance. I didn't tell him that I knew. I just left it alone. And I got flooded with messages because I obviously didn't delete my profile, but right. I just, you know, ignored him because I didn't want to hear, oh, you know, I'm going through a divorce or, oh, you know, I'm separating when, you know what, if your Facebook evidently shows that you're still in a committed relationship, et cetera, I don't need to deal with that.
At that point, whatever reason he's got, it's like just not your bag, right?
Yeah, I was like, I don't care. And if you're on a dating site and like your social media still shows that you're in a relationship and you have kids, it's like, no.
Wow. No. Good one, Megan.
All right.
You shut that down.
Hey, for you, a nice, beautiful gold velvet cloak. Go ahead and use it.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Well earned.
There it is. Why were you married in the first place?
You know, yeah, exactly. It's so funny because at the beginning of this, I'm like, oh, that's terrible. I would never do that. And I'm thinking, well, maybe. Well, maybe.
Yeah, whip
there's
out the cloak
to
for
this
that
cloaking.
One.
Yeah, yeah, deserve the cloak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the E-Talk Entertainment Update brought to you by IKEA. Liven up your living room with IKEA's Springtime Spree. Get up to 25% off select sofas and armchairs from April 15th to April 29th. Visit IKEA for details. Visiting the studio this morning is Chloe.
Hello. Okay.
Hello.
So, countdown to Royal Baby is on, of course. It's getting close.
Easter baby.
Ooh.
I feel this.
I could go for it. And I love it because every time there's a new Royal Baby, people love to bet on what the possible, you know, sex of the baby's going to be, the name of the baby. And this time it is officially closed. The ballots are in. And the public really believes this is going to be a girl.
Because...
Serena Williams kind of let it slip during an interview. She called the baby a she.
Okay.
And then 80% of the bets are for the name Diana.
No.
Which I don't think is going to be the case.
It might be in the name thing, but...
Yeah, I think
it's... How about Helena Grace?
Oh.
I'm naming the baby
that's
right
beautiful.
Now. Thank you.
I like that.
But I'm going to do something a little different there, kiddo. I'm going to say it's going to be a boy.
Big surprise.
Everybody thinks it's going to be girl. I'm going to say it's going to be a boy. And I think they're going to call him something like the names that are open are Frederick and Alfred. Yeah.
Ooh, I mean, that could work.
How about a Winston?
A Winston? No. How about a super like hot modern name like Hunter?
Well, I got to tell you something. I'm wondering if they have to keep within the framework.
I think they do. Like, yeah. I think they do. Even with all the names that are being, you know, guessed around, they all have some type of connection. Someone's great-grandmother, someone's maternal aunt. So I think they're typically, they try to use it as a nod of respect for those who have passed.
Very true. Very true. Exciting news anyway.
Okay, Ariana Grande rocked the Coachella stage. I feel like every time I opened up Instagram, it was just a bunch of people at the festival. Ariana Grande, big headliner this year. She was doing her song, Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. And who comes on stage? NSYNC. NSYNC comes on stage because that song actually samples one of their old songs that came out in 2000 called It Makes Me Ill.
Oh,
so completely makes sense. Right. The NSYNC boys were all there except Justin Timberlake. Mm-hmm. And it was so great to see them up there having a great time. And then after that, they went on to play Tearing Up My Heart.
Oh.
Like, such an old throwback jam. Ariana made some claims. She's like, I have been preparing for this my entire life.
Oh.
And she killed it. And that's just one of her first two shows. She's, of course, headlining both weekends. So who will she bring out next weekend?
Who knows?
Wait and see.
She's so great in concert. She'll be back here in June.
I think it's like June 26th or something. Okay, so I learned a new word today.
Okay.
Bifurcated.
Bifurcated.
I feel like I learned it when I was in my nursing days, but I never learned it in this regard. And actually has to do with Brad Pitt and Angelina. So a judge gave them that ruling, and basically it means that it allows them to keep working out the final details of the divorce without maintaining their married status. So now they are officially considered single, no longer married. They're still working out the details, but finally, after almost 3 years since Angelina filed for divorce, these two are making progress.
Wow, what
it's a very
word.
Very long divorce. It's
cloaking and what's it? What's the other word? Bifurcating?
Jamar, I think you did it. You said it right.
Bifurcating.
So was it a conscious bifurcating?
Remember that? Conscious coupling?
Right.
Okay, and then Swiftie fans, if you haven't already heard, although I'm sure you have because Swiftie fans are next level dedicated, there is a countdown to midnight at April 26th. She has reset her bios on her Twitter, her Instagram. If you go to her website, all it is a countdown till the stroke of midnight on April 26th. I got a feeling this is going to be her seventh album. Big project. She's been saying she's going to be releasing new music. And as I was doing my research, I came up this photo that she posted in February, and I actually talked about it here with you guys. There were 7 palm trees. There was a bunch of stars. It was a very cryptic photo that she posted.
Yeah.
And fans were thinking, hey, 7 palm trees? This is an indication that it's going to be her 7th album.
Good.
Then the fans went and counted the stars, and there were 61 of them. February 24th, to April 26th is 61 days.
Wow.
Her fans were, I don't think that is a coincidence.
How did they crack that code?
CSI.
That's crazy.
Nothing is accidental. Everything has a purpose.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is, you know, mastermind. So April 26th, cannot wait.
Chloe, we'll see you tonight on E-Talk at 7 o'clock on CTV. Boy, look at those photographs, those Instagram pictures look closer. That's amazing.
Okay, we're giving away tickets to see the Raps play The Magic, Game 2, first round. Tomorrow night.
Coveted tickets we have, yes.
Now time for to play the game called
Hoops, there it is! Hoops, there it is! Hoops,
shakalaka, shakalaka, shaka. That was the song back in the day. But anyway, on the line we have player one named
Laura.
Laura, welcome to the game, Laura.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, cool. And player two is?
Trap.
One person at a time.
So, Laura, we've got some people lined up. So we're going to ask you a series of questions that may or may not be basketball related. Right, Jamar?
Yep.
And you have to answer 3 in a row.
If you get one wrong, we go immediately to the next caller. So this is like a trifecta, 3 shots in a row.
Okay, so 3 in a row. Okay.
I get 3 in a row.
Are they basketball related questions?
Maybe not. You never know.
You're asking too many questions, actually.
We'll be asking you questions, thank you. So everyone listening right now, you should just be calling Chum just in case she doesn't get three in a row.
Yeah.
All right, 416-870-1045. No pressure, Laura.
Okay.
And
here we go.
For every question, we're going to give you 2 clues. So even if you don't get one of the clues, just listen carefully for the other clue.
So do you give me the 2 questions at this, like one right after the other, then I guess? Or
one question, 2 clues.
One question, and then I wait for the 2 clues to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you want to play the game correctly.
Okay, I'm all about the details.
You are so... Thank you for asking so many details, because we're looking at Tom going, that's right, isn't it? Because he wrote this game. Okay, we begin with me. May I start, Jamar?
Go right ahead, Mary.
Okay, we begin with these 2 clues, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Laura, tell us the one word we are looking for. You do this to a basketball. And a brand of fabric softener sheets for you. Thank you. That bounces the right answer. Caitlin's got the second question.
Okay, here are two more clues. Tell us the two-word phrase that we're looking for. When a basketball player scores 10 points, scores 10 or more points and rebounds, and the most common coffee order, two milks, two sugars.
Double, double.
Wow. Nice. Wow, Laura.
All right, look at you.
This could be it.
You know your hoops, I think. Let's go into the next one. Two clues, one word. Here are your clues. A judge presides over this, and you play basketball on this.
Court.
Oh, Laura, you
bingo,
won!
Bingo, bingo.
Woo! Club seats to the Toronto Raptors' second playoff game against the Orlando Magic tomorrow night. Well done.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much.
Club seats. You know what that means?
Oh, I have an idea.
Yeah, it means wear your nicest jewelry. You're sitting next to some important people.
Oh, that is so fun.
You might be sitting next to the president of Bell Media. Just saying. Put in a good word if you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely. I will. You guys are awesome.
Okay. Hey,
tell him that. Not us.
You tell him. Yeah.
I will tell him that you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Say Randy. They're fantastic. Just say Randy. First name
okay,
basis.
I will.
Have a great time. Thanks for listening to Chum. Hang on the line, okay?
I will for sure. Thanks,
look
guys.
At that. Awesome contest and job security in one shot.
Love it.
Well, that was Ariana Grande singing Dreamin', of course, her studio version. Do we want to hear the version that she performed at Coachella? Why not? Here we go.
Just keep breathing, 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 breathing. No, I gotta keep up. I keep on breathing. Just keep breathing, breathing.
Wow, a couple thousand people. And they were all on key.
And she is performing that song with an orchestra. And the stage setup for her set at Coachella last night was unbelievable. Coachella has been rebranded on social media as Ari-chella because that's how big this performance was. She brought out NSYNC minus Justin Timberlake. They performed Tearing Up My Heart. Diddy and Mace came out and performed Mo Money, Mo Problems. Nicki Minaj joins her on stage for Side to Side and Bang Bang. Just so good. And a lot of people who may not have known. I mean, look at, actually, I can't even say this. Does anyone really not know how talented she is? Does anyone really not know how amazing her voice is at this point? If you had any question as to whether or not she was as good live as she is in studio, I'm also going to throw to her singing Dangerous Woman, because this one just has people everywhere getting goosebumps.
You know, she did a lot of stage when she was younger, a lot of stage productions. She kind of reminds me of Christina Aguilera, and that she can, whether it's on record or on stage, you get the voice.
It's the same quality every time.
Her voice is unbelievable. Like the tonality is just, she's on
right
point
on.
Every time.
Mm-hmm. So she will be back here in Toronto on June 26th. And
you'll be there.
I'll be there, and I just absolutely can't wait. Could not be more excited to see someone live. Last night's Game of Thrones premiere is big trending news today. I'm going to work really hard here to talk about it a bit, but I won't give any spoilers. So it's been almost 2 years since anyone last saw these characters. It was really important to get back into the Game of Thrones universe, and this episode did just that, resetting major storylines, setting up many, many things to come, and managing an epic, chilling cliffhanger at the end of the first episode. And this was a reunion episode. I've been reading interviews with a lot of the actors doing press for the final season with The Hollywood Reporter and other publications, and they said that, you know, what you forget is some of these major characters, they've been separated by plot lines for season after season. So this was a reunion for a lot of the actors.
Okay.
And that energy on set, they said, was just really electric. And last night's episode was kind of funny. And I read an interview with the actor who plays Bram, and he actually warned everybody. He said, yeah, this episode was funny, and that's kind of a warning to ease you back in before all the pain that's about to come. He said the rest of the season might not follow quite as happily. I mean, for regular Game of Thrones fans, we know 50% of these people, if not more, are all going to die.
So how many more?
So there are 5 more episodes, 6 episodes total, and I believe the remaining 4 are 80 minutes long,
right,
and we are all waiting for that epic battle scene.
Okay, can you tell me when that is so I can really deal with you the next day when it's all done?
Well, the question for me is, if you work early morning hours on Mondays or during the week, Sunday night, like, you want to stay awake to watch it live at 9 p.m., I just don't know if I can. I did it last night. I'll definitely do it for the finale, but I think I'm going to have to watch it on Mondays. I don't think I can stay up that late
anymore. Wow, I don't know. Lainey can do it, and she does morning news sometimes. I don't know.
Do you remember when we talked about this with her? She was saying that she's not coming in doing the 5 a.m. hits the next day.
Do you know what she did?
What'd she do?
She watched it yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Last night. And then she did a podcast about it?
That's right.
And then what else did she do?
She did a blog post. I think she said she was going to record a podcast, but she's not doing the 5 a.m. hits.
Yeah. In the middle of the night, she's doing this.
Yeah, she's staying up for it. Or she sets an alarm and wakes up and watches it. I mean, look it. She's a talent, that right. Lainey of ours.
Let's see if she can put words together on the socials today. That's going to be the challenge.
Call.
I'll be watching at 1 o'clock.
You know what? Check for your coworkers' Game of Thrones hangovers.
Yes!
Those are real.
Be understanding, please.
The FOMO is so real. You know, it's great when someone is always considering you their baby, as my mother does. I'm still her baby. And she came out to help me take care of the real baby, the baby, Kofi. She's on the line right now. She's home now. Mom?
Hello.
Yo, Mom.
Hey, morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Great, great. You're on the air with the Marilyn Dennis and Jamar show.
Oh, Caitlin hi, in the house, Marilyn. In the how house. Are you?
Hi, good. Did you have fun at the Marilyn Dennis show on Friday?
Awesome. Oh, so that's awesome.
Good. That's so good.
I had great fun.
Great. And you're back home now?
I'm back home, and would you believe what happened?
What?
My luggage didn't come with me.
Oh, yeah. Her luggage got left at Pearson. Don't worry. There's a very nice Torontonian wearing your scarf. It's not a big deal.
I can tell, yeah. But I did get it last night.
Oh, good. Good, good. Hey, listen. Top three highlights of your trip and highlights of Toronto. Give us.
Oh, man. It's just wonderful. The people are great. Okay. Kofi was awesome.
Okay. Did you like the city?
Oh, I love the city. It was really nice. I love the city. We went shopping. And we went to that the City Hall area where they have the Toronto sign.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Went to City Hall. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
And you saw everyone in their Leafs jerseys. Everyone was sporting blue and white.
Leafs jerseys. That was awesome.
And of course, the MDS, the Marilyn Dennis Show.
The Marilyn Dennis Show, which was the top of the top.
Ah, you're so sweet. Listen, sounds like you had a great time.
I did. Everything. The ambiance was great. Just people, how they welcomed you in. That was so awesome.
And I just want to remind you that this is a civilized city. We cannot jump out of our cars and take pictures of billboards. This is not Jersey. This is Toronto.
Oh, my God. That was awesome. I had to do that.
Every time my mom saw the billboard, she wanted to jump out the car and take a photo of it.
Oh, you are so funny. Not the bus signs, but the billboard on the Gardner.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
I jumped across. What does that mean?
You decided that you needed to run across Spadina to take a picture of people that you know.
Take a picture.
Of people that you know very well and had to risk your life to take that picture, but I get it.
Oh, it was worth it.
Very good. Well, glad you're safe. And, you know, you should be proud. I'm so glad you enjoyed Toronto.
I'm so proud. It was just awesome. It's a really nice city.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place.
Thank you.
I can't wait to come back.
Okay. Well, we'll have you back sooner than you think because we need help. Love you, Mom. All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's the punchline, Eddie.
Yeah, no, that's the reality.
Maybe next time don't pick up the phone.
Say hello to everyone for me. It was just a pleasure meeting everyone there.
We feel the same. Thank you so much.
Okay, Marilyn. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.